Okay, so my name is Riley Colombe. I am 15 years old. Today is November 20th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Joanne Wright, who is my old teacher from middle school and elementary school, and we are recording this interview in Pasadena, Maryland. Okay, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Okay, I was the oldest of five, so I kind of had to take care of my brothers and sisters. We didn't have all the electronic games and all that stuff you have now. We played outside all the time. I went here to St. Jane Francis School when I was little. So, is that good enough?
Yeah, like how, what was like the age difference between you and then your youngest sibling?
Between me and my youngest sibling? Okay. Let's see. Mark is 54. Like 19 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
19 years. My sister was 18 months younger than me. Then I had a brother that was 4 years younger than me. Another one that was 6 years younger than me. And then my little brother came along like 8 years after that.
Okay. Mrs. Wright, we will figure out. They won't do both.
Okay. And then tell me a favorite memory you have of me.
Of you?
Of me.
When you were little tiny, pre-K 4, worried about writing your name. Didn't know if you could write your name.
Eventually, I can now.
And always smiling. You were always smiling. You were happy. You were a happy little girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
I think the most difficult moment of my life was when my husband passed away. He had an appendix operation and a blood clot went through his lung. I think that was the most difficult.
How did you guys meet? Or like, what? How old were you when you guys met? Or how did you?
When I met him, I was 33.
How did you guys meet?
A friend of mine set us up for a date with at a Halloween party. And I was divorced. I had the three kids. And I went to the Halloween party, and we decided we were just going to date one another. That was all that was going to be. And then 2 years later, we got married.
Okay. What advice would you give to yourself, give to your teenage self?
Oh, give to my teenage self. Stay in school. Make sure you pick a career that you really want to follow. And don't be swayed the wrong way.
Okay. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
My happiest memories, I think, were having my kids, when I had my kids, my three kids. I think that was the happiest, just seeing their little faces and hands. And second to that would be my grandchildren. I love my grandchildren.
How old were you when you had your first kid?
I was 19.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Were you like right out of high school, or was it your senior year?
Oh, I was out of high school. I was out of high school when I was 17. Mm-hmm. I graduated when I was 17. I was in college, married and in college, and then had Timmy.
Okay. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Oh, gosh. Important lessons in life. I think be true to yourself. Always try to look ahead. And just take it day by day. That's all you can do.
Okay. Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever did in your life?
Oh, my gosh. The dumbest thing I ever did in my life. Let's see. I think the dumbest thing I ever did in my life was taking a ride home from school one time with a couple friends of mine when I was supposed to be riding the bus. And when we got to the bus stop where I normally got off and then walked home, my dad was waiting for me. And I got punished big time. So I think that was the dumbest thing I ever did.
What grade were you in?
I was in high school.
I was in my second year of high school.
Is there anything you want to tell me now that you've never told me before? Since, of course, you couldn't tell me anything since I was a student.
I know. I always thought you were going to go far, truthfully.
Me?
Yes, I did. I thought you were going to go far. And it seems like you are, so that's good.
Okay. Do you have any regrets about, like, anything?
Any regrets? Gosh. I wish I would have realized sooner that my husband was having a blood clot go through, because by the time I called the ambulance, they pulled up and then he just died right then and there. So I wish I would have called 15 minutes earlier. You know, that's always in the back of my mind.
How did you know that there was something wrong in, like, the first place?
He said that I had gotten up to go to work. He had gotten his staples and all out on a Monday. I had gotten up Friday to go to work, come here to go to work. And he said to me, I just feel like I can't get my breath. I don't know why I can't get my breath. And I said, okay, you think you're going to be all right? And he said, yeah, I think I'm going to be all right. And I should have called an ambulance right then and there, and I didn't. And about 10 minutes later, he said to me, maybe you better call the ambulance. Mm. And then it was too late, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life? If they were here, what would you say to them?
Oh, gosh. Everybody was so kind then at that time, you know, that really helped. I'll tell you, my neighbors across the street, Roy and Sandy, they have been true, true friends whenever I have any problems or anything like that. And if they were here right now in front of me, I'd just tell them thank you, and I really appreciate it.
I think we're done.
Okay.
Thank you, Miss Wright.
You're welcome.